in a few years anyway. Stacey Vanek Smith, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from the financial services firm of Raymond James. For over 50 years, offering wealth management, banking, and capital markets expertise with a focus on putting the client's financial well-being first. Learn more at RaymondJames.com.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm David Green.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter, March wheat, 521 and a half down 2, May 518 and a half down 8 and 3 quarters. Soft March wheat, 481 and a half down 12, May 483 down 13. March corn, 380 down 1 and a half, May 388 down 1 and a half. July 395 and 3 quarters down 1 and 3 quarters. December 412 down 1 and 3 quarters. March beans, 982 down 7, May 987 and 3 quarters down 6 and a quarter, July 993 and a half down 6 and a quarter, November 968 and a half down 4 and a half. March soybean meal, 333.70 down 40, March soybean oil, 31.69 down 34. April live cattle, 154.32 and a half up 27 and a half. March feeders, 206.85, down 37.5. The April are up 70. April lean hog, 67.80, down 20. Just a few days remain before the all-day Ag Outlook meeting at the Beef House next Tuesday in Covington, Indiana. And I tell you what, we do have a few tickets remaining. I've been told just a small, tiny little handful. And if you call this morning at 217-333-7300 and make your purchase, we will bring that ticket or those tickets with us for Tuesday morning, and you can just pick them up right there at the desk and walk straight on in. That sounds like a pretty good deal. So if you've been thinking about going, wondering about the weather, weather's going to be grand next week, and have been waffling, there's still opportunity there for you. And Beef House lunch, continental breakfast, a full day of activities. It's a WASD day, fresh numbers to digest. We think you'll go away with an idea or two anyway. 217-333-7300. Get your tickets. Todd and I hope to see you there. Joining us on the phone now to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. He'll be at the meeting next Tuesday. Good morning, Dan.
Yes, I will. I'm actually in Illinois this week, so I've been traveling around Illinois all this week, and I'll be able to swing by the Beef House on Tuesday, still doing some meetings next week before I head back south again.
Let's talk about the marketplace, Dan, and let's begin with the dollar, which this morning poked its head above a 50% Fibonacci retracement. It dates back all the way to 2001, and we have to ask you, does this mean anything?
I think you have to say that's positive. The 50% retracement level is always a hard spot for a period of time, and you can kind of see that it did have kind of a hard spot here for about 3-4 weeks, and now we have broken into new high ground for the dollar. And I think the initial target here, the way I would read it, would be a push right up into this 98-99 level. That would be kind of doubling of the uptrending channel. We had a nice uptrending channel that basically began last June, but it was more of a moderate advance. And then, of course, middle part of December, after Japan announced their quantitative easing program. The market then busted above the channel line. And then we had the European Central Bank come in with a quantitative easing program. So that really pushed the market to the upside here over the last several weeks. And now by breaking out of this sideways pattern that we've had here around the 6% level, does open the door now for a quick push on up. And like I said, maybe 99 might even hit the 100 mark. Depending upon, but she is, the market is terribly overbought, but in big, strong bull markets, it's often that we stay in an overbought status for several weeks, and that seems to be the case, that we're seeing right now.
If we did see that, that rally to that, to 100, 101 level, potentially, what might it mean for our export program for corn?
Well, it's going to slow all exports in the United States, everything. When a dollar strengthens like that, it really makes U.S. Products, you know, made in the U.S., some of the most expensive in the world. But one thing we do have to keep in mind, sometimes I think the dollar is a little bit overrated. It is 60% weighted against the European currency. And 20%, I think, or so weighted against the Japanese currency. So it is primarily weighted against the euro, and the European economy has been sluggish, and, you know, they announced that gigantic quantitative easing program. So that's been a real principal force here in pushing the dollar higher. So it's probably going to impact the goods and products that we sell Europe more so than probably outside of Europe, but there is nothing friendly to it toward raw commodities because raw commodities are priced in U.S. dollar terms.
Turn our attention then to harvest soybeans, which had been rallying since the end of January, got up to the $10 level. Tried that level a couple of times and has rejected it. Since has been on a decline in the last four trading sessions. Are we on a move toward trying the bottom end of that range around 950?
Well, today's action is probably a little worrisome if you want to kind of have a bullish tilt to the market. Yesterday we declined down to the 62% retracement level of the January-February advance. That is usually a spot for a soybean market to kind of make a stand. But now here this morning, you know, we did slip underneath it here a nickel or so. If the market would be able to kind of catch its bearings later in the session and maybe come back and close unchanged or slightly higher, then that would indicate that 62% retracement level is going to hold, but if it doesn't hold, then it really opens the gates then for the soybean market to go back to that January low point and see if really test that out for solid support or so.
And we got about a minute or so left to talk about harvest month corn possibilities.
Well, corn still is basically tracking sideways with a downward bias. We were higher here earlier. Now we're back down a penny or so. You know, one sense, I think what we're waiting for on corn, and I think we're all, and probably beans also, is I know next week's report is a government report. There'll probably be some minor changes on the demand side, but the BIC report is still at the end of the month, which gives us the first glance of what farmers' intentions are for corn and soybean plantings, and then it'll give us a more solid number on stocks on hand and what overall disappearance has been. So the March 31st report is going to be real pivotal as whether or not we have enough energy in this market to put together a spring rally. You know, the long-range computer models, at least at this point, are trying to turn things warmer and drier or back to more normal here after a very cold and wet-type winter, especially along the Ohio River Valley.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana, although he's traveling today in Illinois. March corn, 380 and a quarter, down 1 1/4. May is 388, down 1 1/2. December, 412 and a quarter, down 1 1/2. March beans, 983 and a quarter, down 5 3/4. May, 989, down 5. November, 986, make that 968, excuse me, 968 and a half, down 4 1/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.